Now, according to the Cancer Council, it's expected that 1 in 2 Australian men and 1 in 3 Australian women will be diagnosed with cancer by the time they're 85. In the past, it's been believed that cancer patients should get as much rest as possible, but there's actually some new calls coming out for cancer sufferers to be prescribed exercise as part of their treatments. Prue Cormie, exercise physiologist and principal research fellow in exercise and cancer at the Australian Catholic University, is among many professionals calling for this new method, and she joins me on the line now. Prue, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tess.
So traditionally, the recommendation has been that if you are suffering from cancer, you should get as much rest as possible. What are the benefits of exercise for cancer patients?
Well, look, based on what the science tells us, exercise is one of the best medicines that people with cancer can take, and that's in addition to their standard cancer treatments. And that's because we know that people who exercise regularly after a cancer diagnosis experience fewer and less severe side effects from their treatments. They have a lower relative risk of cancer recurrence or cancer coming back, and a lower relative risk of dying from their cancer.
And so should exercise be prescribed as a medicine for all cancers, or have we just found that it works really well for some particular cancers?
The level of evidence that we have at the moment for the role of exercise in cancer is really indisputable. And the research mandates that exercise should be prescribed to all patients as part of routine cancer care. And really, we're at the stage now where the science suggests that withholding exercise from cancer patients is really harmful. Because we know that exercise can help patients tolerate their aggressive cancer treatment. It can minimise the physical declines that are caused by cancer in those treatments. It's the best medicine to counteract cancer-related fatigue. It can be very debilitating for a lot of patients. It also relieves mental distress and helps people handle the stress of going through cancer. And we know that it improves both physical and mental well-being. So overall quality of life is enhanced for these patients when they're exercising.
I mean, it sounds like the benefits are just astounding. Why don't you think that cancer patients have been prescribed this exercise in the past?
Well, look, it's a really good question. I mean, undoubtedly, if we could encapsulate the effects of exercise into a pill, it would be prescribed to every cancer patient worldwide. And even if that pill had just a fraction of the positive health benefits that regular exercise provides, it'd be viewed as a major breakthrough in the treatment of cancer. You know, if we had a pill called exercise, it would be demanded by cancer patients, prescribed by every cancer specialist, and subsidised by government. So what the position statement really says is that we need to be doing this. We need to be viewing exercise like it was a pill, like it is a medicine. And we know that most doctors and nurses would agree that exercise is beneficial, but they don't routinely prescribe exercise as part of a patient's treatment plan. And this needs to change. And we're calling for all health professionals involved with the care of people with cancer to discuss exercise as part of their patient's cancer treatment plan. And that can help patients understand why they should exercise and why exercise is specifically good to help counteract the treatments. Then we want them to be prescribing exercise to their patients and to basically help them adhere with that prescription by referring them on to a qualified exercise physiologist or physiotherapist with experience in cancer care. And we believe these things will help people have the support that they need to actually engage in long-term exercise.
And so for the patients themselves, in a lot of situations, they might be suffering a lot of pain and their movement might be pretty severely restricted. What kinds of exercise do you think should be prescribed?
Yeah, it's a really good point. And, you know, it's very easy for us to say, hey, everybody should exercise. It's hard to actually do it when you're going through very debilitating treatments. So we know that any physical activity is good for you, but to maximise the health benefits, a targeted exercise medicine approach is required. And that's basically a very specific program that's based on the physiological changes or changes within our body that's required to counteract the cancer treatments and improve their health. So when we use a targeted exercise medicine approach, it allows people with cancer to exercise safely and effectively, so minimising the risk of complications and maximising the benefits to their health and well-being. So the evidence-based guidelines recommend that people with cancer work towards a total of 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic exercise each week. And that's a brisk walking, jogging or cycling or swimming at a pace that is about hard or somewhat hard for patients. And really important to this, also getting into the gym and lifting some weights, so 2 to 3 resistance exercise sessions involving moderate intensity. So the key thing here is that these recommendations, they seem out of reach, I'm sure, to a lot of people, let alone when you're going through a lot of really difficult treatments. So we really encourage people to seek the advice of a qualified exercise specialist, and that allows for these recommendations to be specifically tailored to each individual, noting that, you know, the treatments that they're going through and the symptoms they're experiencing may limit their ability to do certain exercises.
Well, it is a really, really important breakthrough. Prue, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, Tess.
That was Prue Cormie, exercise physiologist and principal research fellow in exercise and cancer at the Australian Catholic University, letting us know why cancer patients should be prescribed exercise over bed rest.